Yeah, we're good?
Yep, we're in there.
All right. So this is coming from the Mirror.
.co.uk?
.co.uk.
Okay.
Yes. Wait, is there another Mirror that I don't know about?
Oh, maybe.
A Black Mirror, maybe?
Whoa.
fucking focus groups. All right, so this is... I'm so American, right? So it said Toledo, and I was like, oh, like Ohio? No, it's Toledo, Spain. Spain. España. But we're still going to cover it because I just think it's relevant. So, an archbishop caused fury in Spain by saying domestic violence happens because, quote, women do not obey men. Yeah.
I think there'd be domestic violence with or without that.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, which also, like, what the fuck would you know about it? You're not even married. Like, your job prohibits you from getting married. The fuck do you know about it? So the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Toledo, Braulio Rodriguez, told his congregation that wives could avoid being hit by just doing what they're told. He also said that women could escape physical abuse by not asking husbands for a divorce. Yeah. That's what we're going with. He told the churchgoers in his sermon, the majority of domestic... This nigga, a fucking expert. He gonna tell us about the majority of domestic violence cases. All right. The majority of cases of domestic violence happen because the woman's partner does not accept them or rejects them for not accepting their demands. Or often the macho reaction comes about because she asked for a separation. That's like... If someone is willing to hit you because you asked for a divorce, they obviously see you as a thing that they own. So they're gonna beat your ass anyway. They're not gonna fucking escape domestic violence by staying with an abusive person.
Ugh. Or what if? What if? Now, this is a little wacky.
He has an idea.
This is a little wacky here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe in... Western European cultures with their hierarchies would have to do the man and the household and the woman and the children and, you know, upper with, you know, your boss, your job and and then in the church, your preacher. Maybe in these hierarchies.
Yes.
Someone who is high up as a preacher saying it's the woman's fault she got hit might also be why women get hit. It could play a part.
He is not a preacher. He is an archbishop.
Man, I am being McMurrican colloquial. They are all preachers in my head.
No, there's like the priest, and then you keep moving up, and then there's like the cardinal and the archbishop. So, like, if this was America and this was like Chicago, this would be the guy who's in charge of all the Catholic churches in Chicago. Like that guy.
Oh, so the hierarchy is higher than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking this is just a nigga at the pulpit yelling.
No. He is, like, responsible for maintaining other parishes within a specific geographical area.
Oh, he just got a gang of women killed.
Yeah, he did. Like, this guy probably knows the Pope.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Popa. He drives a Ford of Focus.
El Papa. So, yeah. He's... relatively high up. So he said, I don't think our political leaders are worried about divorce figures when they fought so hard to implement the so-called quick divorce. This guy is really upset about divorce rates. He made the comments during a mass held in the Toledo Cathedral on December 27th, and the comments were then later published in the Our Father Parish Bulletin. Thousands of furious Spanish women have now taken to social media to slam the cleric. One wrote, the Archbishop of Toledo has linked domestic violence to couples not being together in a proper marriage, so says the celibate man who believes in ghosts.
Okay. That was a little rude.
Mm.
A little heavy-handed.
Another added, he should be locked up for inciting violence. This fool should keep his medieval views to himself. In 2015, 56 women were killed in Spain because of domestic violence. That seems like an absurdly low number, quite frankly.
But remember, Spain is not the same size as McMurka.
But 56?
That we know of.
There are millions of people there still.
That we know of. Yeah, like the rest of them, they were just like, she fucking walked into his hand again. Stop doing that.
Yeah. More than 1 million cases of domestic violence have been dealt with by Spanish courts since 2007, with judges handing down prison sentences to 148,000 men. More than 1 million cases and 148,000 convictions? That was some shitty odds.
Well, that's more than a tenth. That's a...
One tenth of 1%.
That's a lot of men that are fucking victims of the matriarchy.
The matriarchy, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I also find the timing of this interesting, because Spain also just passed a law that the affirmative consent, that you have to say yes. If you don't say yes, it's still considered rape.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a fair deal.
Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah, fuck this preacher man. Ha ha, fuck you, preacher man.
Fuck you, preacher man. Well, I mean, you know, they have to say something else ridiculous when they're not abusing children.
Woo. Yeah. What? They do.
They do.
Indeedly do. WineCellarMedia.com. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund.